Today, Sarno reacts to the DA's report on the Taylor shooting. Tax season more than 2 weeks sooner this year. The lights were out in Holyoke. A cruise ship gets pulled over at a passenger mooning event on a Delta flight.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
It is Monday in still very cold conditions for this January 24th, 2022. Welcome, welcome, welcome to our program and to a snapshot of Western Mass at the beginning of another week in the wintertime. In fact, bright and cold today with a high between 26 and 30 degrees. Now for tonight, scattered snow, there's a chance of it, and a low of 14 to 22. The mayor speaks out on the findings of the district attorney. He says, and I quote, "First of all, Commissioner Cheryl Clapperood and I again express our thoughts and prayers to the grieving family, as well as good health, a speedy recovery, and encouragement to our brave and dedicated police officer on his surgery. Commissioner Clapperood and I want to thank District Attorney Anthony Galluni for his quick response in releasing the body-worn camera video. The city's intent was always for this body-worn camera video to be released to the public to show what actually happened in order to dispel any false narrative. We also thank District Attorney Galluni for his conclusion in resolving this matter. As Commissioner Clapperood, myself, incoming City Solicitor Judge John Payne, and City Solicitor Ed Picula had previously stated, the body-worn camera speaks for itself." Well, don't hate me, but here comes tax season. 17 days earlier than last year. The IRS offers some tips to expedite your filing and hopefully your refund. Use e-file and direct deposit to file a return to avoid delays. Collect all documents before preparing a tax return. Make sure stimulus payment and advanced child tax credit information is accurate. Use online resources before calling the IRS to avoid lengthy phone delays. If you're waiting on the 2020 tax return to be processed, enter $0 for last year's adjusted gross income on the 2021 tax return. Free resources are available to those who need help filing. Now, the deadline for filing tax returns is going to be Monday, April 18 this year, 3 days later than the typical April 15 deadline for filing taxes. Now, the later date is a result of an emancipation holiday in the District of Columbia. By law in Washington, D.C., holidays impact tax deadlines for everyone the same way federal holidays do. Taxpayers requesting an extension will have to file until Monday, October 17. Holyoke residents spent the night without power and crews worked through frigid cold Friday morning to get the lights back on in some parts of the city. Hundreds of people in Holyoke spent Thursday night into Friday morning without power as outside temperatures dropped into the teens and, as you know, wind chills hit well below zero. This is the second power outage in Holyoke in just 2 weeks. The first was one of those lovely manhole explosions in the area of Suffolk and Chestnut Street, which left hundreds of people without electricity for hours as well. HG&E says the cause of the failure still under investigation. So where are the professional line cooks coming from for tomorrow? Perhaps from Holyoke Community College and the new line cooking course that they're offering. This effort to open paths into the hospitality industry, for those so inclined, will take place at MGM's Culinary Arts Institute. HCC says the course will teach knife skills, how to prepare stocks, soups, sauces, desserts, poultry, fish and meat, culinary math and measurements, moist dry heat cooking methods, as well as workplace soft skills such as building a resume and searching for jobs. They say that this course is geared toward those who already do have some experience in restaurant cooking and cuisine. The average U.S. price of regular grade gasoline is up a penny over the past 2 weeks to $3.40 per gallon. Industry analyst, the very well-known Trilby Lundberg of the Lundberg Survey, said that as of Sunday, prices at the pump could continue to rise because crude oil costs have increased. The average gas price now 95 cents higher than it was 1 year ago. As for diesel, the average price of diesel $3.70 a gallon, up 6 cents. Prosecutors said a Delta Airlines passenger who refused to wear a mask during a flight exposed himself to other passengers and threw a can at an individual. This comes out of the New York Times. Shane McInerney of Galway refused to wear his mask despite being asked a dozen times during the 8-hour flight from Dublin to JFK in New York. McInerney began to throw an empty beverage can, which hit another passenger in the head, and he kicked the seat back in front of him. As he walked away from his first-class airline seat to complain to the flight attendant about the food service, McInerney then pulled down his pants and underwear and mooned the flight attendants and passengers sitting nearby. Now, within 2 hours of the flight, McInerney took off the flight captain's hat twice while he was on break, also putting up a closed fist toward the captain's face saying, "Don't touch me." Mr. McInerney is 29, and he could be looking at up to 20 years in prison if convicted. A cruise ship that was supposed to dock in Miami sailed to the Bahamas instead after a U.S. judge granted an order to seize the vessel as part of a lawsuit over unpaid fuel. Crystal Symphony is currently docked in Bimini. Passengers will be taken by ferry to a South Florida port. Now, it was unclear how many passengers were aboard. One news outlet says 300. Another one says 700. The ship was scheduled to land in Miami on Saturday, but a federal judge in Miami issued an arrest warrant for the ship on Thursday. This is a maritime practice, if you're wondering how it works, where a U.S. Marshal goes aboard the vessel and takes charge of it once it enters U.S. waters. Now, see, I've wondered how you just can't yell at the ship, pull over. So the lawsuit was filed in a Miami federal court by Peninsula Petroleum Far East against the ship under a maritime procedure that allows actions against vessels for unpaid debts. The complaint says Crystal Symphony was chartered or managed by Crystal Cruises and Star Cruises, which are both sued for breach of contract for owing some $4.6 million in fuel. Or is that $4.6 million and 9 tenths? Don't know. Anyway, thank you very much for being with us. Our next program, bright and early, tomorrow morning on Tuesday, at which time we hope to have our Artsbeat reporter, Mark Auerbach, joining us. Some other guests, too, at press time, as we make another week together here in Western Mass on Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd. We'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.